What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting straight in. Branding. When you think about it, it's this invisible thread that ties your podcast together, giving it an identity the moment someone hears the name or sees the cover. In a world with, let's be honest, way too many podcasts to count, that identity isn't just helpful, it's critical. It's what carves out your space in a crowded room and says, "Listen to me, I've got something meaningful to share." Now, why does branding matter so much in podcasting? Simply put, it makes you stand apart. Take Serial, for example. That show didn't just tell a story, it wrapped you into its world with a minimalist logo that screamed intrigue and sleek professionalism. And those haunting, unforgettable sound designs? They set the mood before a single word was spoken. It's cohesive, it's memorable, it's branding working at its finest. And I'll admit, when I was naming this show, Nova Vox, branding was top of mind. For me, it had to resonate with both clarity and professionalism, while also revealing a thread of creativity. Nova evokes something new, a burst of energy, while Vox, well, it just felt right for a voice-driven world like podcasting. Together, they kind of, I guess, reflect not just what I aim to offer, but who I am, or at least who I strive to be. Every detail matters when crafting your podcast's identity. The point is, branding isn't just about creating something that looks or sounds good. It's about creating something that represents you. Something that clicks with your audience in this deeply consistent yet natural way. So, now that we've established why branding is so pivotal, let's get into the nuts and bolts. What makes up your podcast brand? Well, I like to think of it as five interconnected pieces. Your logo, your color palette, typography, audio branding, and imagery. They're what transform your podcast from just another voice in the podcast universe into a clear and recognizable identity. Let's start with your logo. This is your podcast's first handshake with the world. It's the visual representation that needs to speak volumes, without saying a thing. Think shapes that stand out and lines that resonate. If you're creating a wellness podcast, maybe that's a simple icon like a serene lotus or even a tranquil wave. It's not about cluttering the design, but finding what symbolizes your message. Colors, on the other hand, have a kind of subconscious power, don't they? Say you want to evoke calm and trust. Well, you'd lean toward blues, like the blues used by wellness or tech brands, which feel professional but approachable. Red, though, that's bold. It's playful, maybe even a little loud, like for an edgy music or a comedic storytelling podcast. Choosing the right pigments isn't just about preference, it's psychology. Now, typography, it's one of those elements a lot of creators kinda overlook. But think about it. A playful cursive font for a finance podcast would feel, well, off, wouldn't it? Instead, you need something that mirrors the tone you're setting in your episodes. Maybe a clean, minimalist, sans-serif font for a serious, investigative show. It's all about marrying style with purpose. But podcasts, they live and breathe audio. So your sound, that's your secret sauce. From your intro jingle to sound effects sprinkled throughout, these audio cues become part of your identity. Take Serial. Even now, years later, those haunting piano notes set the mood in an instant. Whether it's playful, dramatic, or upbeat, finding a consistent auditory style can leave a lingering impact. And finally, imagery. Your photographs, illustrations, even the behind-the-scenes shots you share need to vibe with your overall aesthetic. If your brand is sleek and professional, don't dilute it with casual or unpolished visuals. The key? Consistency across every element. Now, I want to share an inspiring example. Lily Lopez. She's a content creator from Tijuana, and she's kind of brilliant at this, honestly. With limited resources, she's crafted dynamic branding for her projects. Her secret? Start simple. She uses free tools to design clean logos and focuses on locally relevant themes to resonate with her audience. It's proof that you don't need a Hollywood budget to stand out. You just need clarity and passion. All right, so you've got the building blocks of your brand set, the visuals, the sound, you know, all those tangible elements. But there's one more piece to the puzzle: tone of voice. It's about how you speak to your listeners, the personality of your podcast. And let me tell you, this is where your vision, mission, and values really come alive. When you craft your tone of voice, start by asking yourself a simple question. What do I want my audience to feel when they listen to me? Here's an example. You might be creating a true crime podcast. Are you going for intense and serious? Or maybe you're weaving some humor into darker tales. Whatever the case, your tone has to reflect not just what you're saying, but why you're saying it. It ties back to your mission, your reason for being, and helps your listeners connect with you on a much deeper level. And honestly, people can tell when it's authentic, when it's not forced, when it just clicks with your core values, they keep coming back. And consistency, oh, it's critical, especially across platforms. Picture this, you've nailed your script and tone in your episodes, but your social media, it's all over the place. The result? Confusion. Your listeners need familiarity, right? That sense of, this is so them. It's why having a clear schedule, consistent visuals, and a unified voice matters so much. The more aligned you are, the stronger your brand presence becomes. Now, let's talk about AI. We're living in such an exciting age. It's now easier than ever to bring your creative ideas to life. Imagine this. You need help brainstorming a catchy tagline or developing mood music for your episodes. Maybe even using AI to streamline script writing when you're stuck on an idea. These aren't just hypotheticals. They're tools that are already changing the game, and they can help you build a cohesive narrative across your episodes. It's all about embracing what works best for your vision. So, take all the tips we've covered today. Whether it's designing your logo, defining your colors, or finding a sound that lingers in your audience's mind, and ask yourself, how will I bring it all together? Because at the end of the day, branding isn't just about aesthetics or strategy. It's about creating something your audience feels connected to, something that feels alive. And that's where the real magic happens. And on that note, we'll wrap it up today. Thanks for tuning in to Mastering Podcast Branding. Remember, your brand is your story, your voice, your connection. Make it matter. Take care, and until next time, keep creating something extraordinary.